Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, welcome back. Morning, studio.
Morning.
It is time. Oh, a little early tea this morning.
Let's spill the tea.
This is a segment where someone comes to me in confidence and goes, I'd like to share a secret about somebody else on the show. Do you think it will be okay? And I always say yes.
Of course.
And then that person comes out and does spill it publicly. But the person spilling the tea is Morgan number two.
Oh.
Which she, I don't know that she's ever been on as a tea spiller.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Does anyone feel like they're probably going to be the person that has tea spilled on them?
Definitely not me.
I always feel like it's me.
You do?
Always.
Eddie's got a lot of secrets.
No, I don't.
He does?
That's what he said. I mean, he obviously does if he's, it's always going to be me.
Okay. Morgan, who would you like to spill the tea on?
I would like to spill the tea on Eddie.
Yeah!
I knew it.
The man of a thousand secrets.
Here we go. I knew it.
All right, what happened?
Well, so you know how we heard about the Uber dropping off about $20 to his house, right?
Oh, yeah, let me kind of recap the story.
Oh, crap.
Eddie.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Eddie takes an Uber. This is the fast version. The Uber driver's going the wrong way. Eddie's like, this is not the right way. He goes, trust me. And then they get to that spot, and he's like, Uber's like, I messed up. Eddie's like, I told you. The bill is $20 over. Uber driver says, I'll mail you the check. Eddie says, I got $20 from the Uber driver. The end. Story's over. You got your $20. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, hey, can we not do this?
No,
like, really? Like, I'm scared. I'm scared somebody may be listening right now.
Who's somebody?
Go ahead.
Who's,
carry on.
If you think you're going to die, we'll just hit a button and go to a song.
I don't think death, but I mean, I'm a little
terrified.
Okay,
I'll tell you what we're going to do here. Why don't we play the song? And if you tell me during this break that you could die.
Wow, it's this good.
I don't know. I don't know.
Would it ever have occurred to you that he could maybe die?
I don't know the story.
Well,
so,
I know, but
Ray, hit the song here. We'll come back. And if we never address it again, it's because Eddie said he was going to die. Okay?
All right.
Everybody good on that? All right, this is the only tea that could have ended in bodily harm, I think.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll come back in a second. Okay, I don't think Eddie's going to get murdered. Okay, Morgan, finish the story.
No, he was just a little dramatic.
Wait, lie. Okay,
it's not dramatic.
Go ahead.
So I told him, after he told us about this Uber segment, I was like, you know you can go on the Uber app and just tell Uber what happened, and they will refund you the money that was extra, that you got charged extra. He was like, no, I don't know how to do that. So I go on Eddie's Uber app. I do it really quickly, and he gets $20 back into his account Well, he didn't tell anybody that, so now he made $20 profit off of this Uber situation.
Guys, if this Uber driver's listening, he's going to be so upset right now.
Does he know what you do?
No, I don't know.
Okay, well then how in the world would he happen to stumble across this early, put the voice together that's new.
Okay, you're fine.
You're not gonna be murdered.
Like, if you were an Uber driver and the exact same story that happened to you a couple days ago is being talked on the radio, some people are like, hey, wait a second, that's me.
And well, he doesn't know where you live.
He knows where I live. He gave me $20.
You're skating over the issue. If I did something dirty like this, we'd be raking me over the coals.
We haven't got there yet.
Oh, sorry.
We haven't got there.
You're going to rake me over the coals?
Absolutely.
I'm not worried about his health. I love it. Smart move.
So this is what I would say.
I hate it.
It happened, but you had the conversation with him right at the end of it happening, right?
Right.
So then you come in and you're like, let me go check with Uber because you may not get the money back at all. Who knows? Morgan helps you.
Yes.
Get your money back. And there's no way to stop the transfer of the cash.
Yeah, true.
You can't actually reach
happened.
Out. You can't say, hey, bruh, don't worry about it. Because you can't get a hold of the bruh.
I don't know the bruh.
Right, that's what I'm
he
saying.
He dropped the cash off in my mailbox.
This is only 20% shady.
Thank you. Wait.
Did you do the Uber thing after you got the cash?
No.
No, that's what I just said.
No,
I'm
got
just
it
making sure I want to make check his honesty
oh,
here.
Oh, okay. That's where I
was
thought,
being honest, guys.
Oh, I yes. thought you did it after.
No, he just didn't tell anyone what happened. Yeah. That okay. he had already gotten the Uber's money.
Yeah, why would you?
Would you tell anyone?
No, not before.
It's $40.
But it's also a, I would, so that way you can educate all of us to know that that's something that you can do inside the app.
Yeah, sure. You guys can Google that.
If you mess it up. I mean, she told you. Yeah. Okay, so you went on, he cost you 20 extra. He said he'd pay you 20 back because he was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
He paid you that 20 back. But before you got it back, you actually went to the app and said, hey, I just kind of got messed up.
Morgan, I gave Morgan the phone.
Yeah.
So technically, I didn't even do it. She did it.
You didn't do anything wrong. I'm on your side. It's only 20% shady. And it's only 20% shady if you don't do something good with that $20 extra.
Ooh.
Dude, in the words of Lunchbox, money gone. Sorry.
Okay. Morgan, you spilled the tea. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
That is Spill the Tea.
That was Let's Spill the Tea.
Thank you very much. It's time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So I was told by a reliable source a few months ago that one of my best friends has been cheating on her husband. This was all done at work. Be aware that she works a job that's 24-hour shifts, and they have to stay overnight at the workplace. It was supposedly caught by pictures and by video. She was even suspended for 2 weeks and didn't tell anyone. Every time I get the courage to ask her, I don't, because I don't want her to think, I don't trust her as a friend or think badly about her. I've also been told this isn't the first time. The question is, how would you go about this? Do I confront her or do I let it go? It has honestly been eating away at me. I want her to know that I will always be here if she needs me, even if she does something that's not right. Thanks. Signed, E. It's an interesting situation. You know your close friend is cheating and with someone else. Do you go up to her? Remember the old saying that we've butchered, only eat the soup in your own kitchen?
Chili?
No, it ain't your chili. No need to
chili
stir.
Chilis and spoons
right,
don't get along if their cousin ain't green. You remember that one?
Yeah.
That's what this is here. There's no need. It ain't your business. If she comes to you and says, I need to talk about something, then it's your business. But it's not your business to go and say, hey, I've been told that you are cheating. I've been told that you're doing, it's just not your business. And she is your friend. I get it. And I guess maybe if you knew that she was thinking about it and you could stop it, unless she comes to you, you just don't say anything about it. Amy?
Yeah, I would wait till she comes to you. And maybe she will. Maybe she will want to talk to you about it or will need somebody to talk to. And then when that opens up, then you have an opportunity to say, hey, I'm here for you, whatever you need, no judgment as a friend or whatever.
I'd still judge, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I'd still judge
well,
for
sure.
Well,
she said, right?
Yeah, I'd still judge, though. Even if I'd say I wouldn't judge, but I still would. But so this is the thing, too. It's like then she's like, who told you? How do you know? And somebody else gets
brought
into
it. Yeah, throw everyone
it.
Under.
And then you know about the suspense. It's just better to sit back and go, I'll be here if she needs me, but I'm not going to butt in. Eddie?
Guys, let's reverse the table here. Do you want someone to know that your significant other is cheating and not tell you? Would you like to know that? Yes, I want to know if my wife or husband is cheating on me.
That's not the question, though.
But
if she's not friends with the husband, it's not the question. The question is not she's going to run to the husband. The question is she knows her friend is cheating.
Should she talk to her friend?
So that's not the situation.
But I would like to know if I'm being cheated on.
Yeah, everybody would.
Right. So someone, please tell me. I don't care who you are.
But this has nothing to do with this email. What you're saying literally has nothing to do with the email. She didn't say, should I go tell the husband of my friend?
She is saying, Eddie, so I am cheating, right?
Right.
And you know I'm cheating.
Yes.
Right? Are you going to confront me and be like, dude, what are you doing? Like, that's what this email is.
Well, is that the right thing to do? To tell someone that they're doing something wrong?
Well, that ain't the right thing for me.
She didn't even say she was going to go say something.
I might create an anonymous email account and be like, hey, I know that you're cheating. I need to stop that. Signed, anonymous email.
Someone needs to say something.
I ain't saying anything. It ain't my business. I agree. I don't like it. I agree. There are a lot of things that don't feel good about me not saying anything. But I'm cool. Ain't my business. Lunchbox?
You're gonna eat your chili?
Yep. Listen, we all like chili. Everybody likes a nice bowl of warm chili.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you don't go dip in your neighbor's chili because it ain't your chili. Stay out of her chili. Let her do what she wants to do. It's her life. If she comes to you and wants to talk about it, cool. But besides that, no. Or you could just put a little DVD on her desk that says, I know what you did last summer.
Oh, I like that too.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah. Or if you found out, really, like if you saw something, I think that's different too. Like if you walked in and you saw it.
Yes, because then you're in the moment.
Yes. Otherwise, you just heard some stuff that's just somebody going, ooh, we heard a rumor. Ooh, we heard.
There's video evidence.
Like if you walk in and
you heard there's video evidence. You didn't see it.
Yeah, they're kissing on the desk. Okay, then you're going to be like, hey, I know you're cheating.
That ain't cool. Otherwise, you're just hearing crap. You're addressing crap you're just hearing about. That ain't even your business anyway.
All right. But if you're Eddie, you're going to go tell the husband.
If you're Eddie, you're going to get on Twitter.
No. I wouldn't tell everyone.
Okay, so we don't like that it's happening, but we're all going to shut up. Or we're going to set up an anonymous Hotmail.
Or a DVD.
Is that even a thing anymore? Hotmail? Gmail? We did DVDs and Hotmail.
Yeah, what's wrong with it?
We're a little old.
Yeah, I still use Hotmail.
All right, there you go. Thank you, guys.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
This is David from Florida. David called us last week and said that he's coming up to my shows this weekend, Friday and Saturday night, and that he wanted to meet me. I said, all good. And then he said he wanted me to sign a part of his body. And I said, okay, kind of weird. And then he said he wanted to tattoo that. And I said, that's scary because what if I do something wrong? I don't know. I can't predict the future. But I said, okay, we'll do it. David, you there?
I'm here. Good morning, studio.
Morning. Do you still want me to tattoo or to sign your body so it can get tattooed?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You're committed to it. I'm going to commit to it in my heart if you're committed to it, because it's weird for me, to be honest with you. But if you really want it, I will do it, and I will not try to talk myself out of it. So do you want it?
Yes, I do.
Do you really want it? Okay.
I really want it.
Okay, yes, David.
Okay.
I'm doing Ricky Martin. David, so what part of your body would you like me to sign?
I'm thinking kind of where you have your grandmother's initials, but on my left arm, not my right.
So on the inside of the forearm?
Yes, sir.
How big do you want it?
About what you've got, more or less.
Ooh, that's big.
That's really big.
That's big. Now, do you want my actual signature, or would you like me to spend some time somewhat putting some effort so you can see that? Because my signature is two B's with some scribs. That's basically it. So do you want real signature, or do you want half signature with a little effort?
I will think about that one and tell you on Friday.
I got to get ready. I got to get my mind right, David. Oh, we got to commit to this because I'm already struggling with this. I got to get my mind right.
We got to commit.
Yeah.
Let's go minimal effort, but a little bit of effort.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
I like that. And you won't be able to sell it again.
If you would write fight, grind, repeat under it.
Oh, now he wants me to write all kinds of stuff. Goodness. Okay.
This is getting...
So you want a signature, a semi-autograph, with fight, grind, repeat under it, but I'll write that in block letters so that's not as messy.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know if you have any arm left, but I'm happy to do it. It's tough, though, because that's not a lot of space to write three words.
What about having
the other way?
The tattoo artist, like, do, because he probably does letters and stuff. Like, he can do fight, grind, repeat.
Yeah, what do you think about that, David? Or you want me to do fight, grind, repeat?
Yeah, that's fine. I can just pull up the text and, like, just have a file for it, and they can do that.
Let me draw a picture on it, because I do this thing. When I sign books, I draw a little guy with headphones, and he's listening to music. And
that's actually pretty cool.
And he's got music notes over
him. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that would be cool.
Oh, dude. Like
I'm really into it now. I'm going full Picasso on the arm. Okay. Are you okay being frisked before you come in?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's like, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. My favorite part.
Cavity search, you know, all the good stuff there. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write my name, minimal effort, so you can see it, somewhat autograph. You can let me know if you want me to do fight, grind, repeat. And then if you'd like, as a bonus, I'll throw in music listening guy.
Okay.
Okay? He's got headphones on. Awesome. He's got big black glasses on. Like, I wear little music notes over his head. And if we get really crazy, sometimes I draw a little radio, a little boombox beside him.
Yeah, do that.
He shows up and he's got a full arm of just all my art. All right, David. I am looking forward to meeting you on Friday. And we'll figure it out and I'll draw it up and it'll be awesome.
That sounds great.
Are you driving or flying up?
I am flying.
That's good. Okay. Well, we will see you soon. What, Lunchbox?
Okay. Does this guy have friends?
Yeah, me.
No, I'm serious. Do you have any friends, dude?
I mean, I've been talking to like 30 different people in a B-team chat, and they're all like, this is the coolest thing I've ever heard of.
Exactly. So.
30 friends.
Oh, well, there you go.
Are you asking if he has friends in
like,
real life?
In real life.
Home?
Yeah, like in your city or town, wherever you live, like, do you have people you hang out with?
Yeah, they all think it's really weird, but they think
okay.
It's me.
So. I'm just making sure that your friends are normal, and because you're obviously not, but that's okay.
I think, what's normal, though?
Exactly.
What's normal?
He's going to get his whole arm dedicated to you.
I know. I was struggling with it.
And then
I've
he
committed.
Wants you to draw a snake for snake in the ground. I mean, oh, my God.
Committed. I've committed. All right, David. I got your info. I'll see you on Friday, buddy.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. There he is, David from Florida. And we'll see how that goes.
He sounds cool.
I could get there and go like, dude, I don't think this is a good idea.
Oh, man.
I really could because I have before. But I'm committed to this, right? I'm committed.
Yes.
You're committed.
I'm committed. All right.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com, That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So, you know, floodwaters, really bad stuff going on in Kentucky. Well, last week, Randy Pauly, he went out, tried to get gas in his car, and man, the floodwaters just coming down the road. He couldn't really move. So he pulls over, finds a dry piece of land, and it's by a house, and he can hear from the house yelling like, help, help. Wow. And he calls 911. He says, 911's like, guys, we're going to try to get someone out there, but we're just swamped. We don't have any resources to get people out there. So we'll just hang tight. So he said, well, come. I hear them yelling. They need help. 2 hours later,
wow,
they didn't come, but he saw a bystander, just a guy, swim to the house. He's swimming freestyle, gets to the house. He smashes the window and pulls three people out of the house. In the house was 98-year-old May, her son Larry, who's in his 70s, and a grandson named Gregory. Wow. This guy, they don't know who he is. He swam to the house and saved all three of them. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's awesome. It's dangerous for the guy that's swimming. It's super brave. He put his life on the line, yeah, and saved three people. That's a lovely story. It's an awesome story.
And you got to think,
the dude that was watching, though, they told him, like, don't do it, right?
Well, sure. And he wasn't super close to the house, so yeah, he just felt like there was no way. The waters were rushing way too fast. Right. He wouldn't be able to do it. But somebody came out of nowhere, and they still don't know who the guy is. Pretty amazing.
They still don't know the guy.
Nope, don't know who it is.
What if that had been you, Lunchbox?
Oh, yeah, they would know it was me. Trust me. I'd be like, hey, here's my name and number. Make sure you tell everybody. They can call me.
And by everybody, you mean?
The news.
Yeah, the news, yeah. It's a great story.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's time for Rejected Segments.
Rejected Segments.
These are the top five most rejected segments from the last month. Meaning when I saw them, I went, no way. Like, that's how rejected. The loudest that I went, no way. These are all members of the show and their suggestions for bits. Number five. Eddie suggested that we talk about him and his plants. Eddie said, I was watering my plants and noticed that one of them was dying. I didn't really know what kind of plant it was, so I got on my phone and I found an app called Picture This. It's amazing. You take a picture of the plant and it tells you all about it, when to water it, best time to plant it, how to trim it. I love this app. Can we talk about it?
You underestimate how many listeners we have out there that love to garden. And this app, dude, changed my life as far as planting, gardening stuff goes.
Do you still use it every day?
Yeah. So I take a picture of all the plants that I have, right? And it tells you when to water them, when to fertilize them, what kind of species they're in. Or
wait, did,
like,
you hear that? That's everybody falling asleep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's everybody falling asleep at once.
That's a good segment.
Yeah, I like it, and we did it. See, Rejected Segments also gets it on the air. Let's go.
Rejected Segments.
Number four, the return of Will at Uber and some ideas that Mike D came up with. Now, I've got to tell you guys, we don't do that segment anymore because my Uber rating went to crap. That's the only reason we don't do it. We used to send things across town in an Uber, and we'd guess, Will at Uber. Hilarious. However, then I couldn't call an Uber when I was places. And I was like, why is my rating so low? And I was like, oh, we were using my account for that segment. So, that being said, we can't do it, but here are a couple of his. Number one, Will at Uber. A monkeypox patient.
Oh, my God.
Lunchbox
gosh.
Orders an Uber to the hospital. He tells the driver upon entering the car he thinks he has monkeypox, and he starts itching. agonizing in pain. Will he make it to the hospital before Lunchbox gets kicked out?
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny. The next one, will an Uber fart machine? Lunchbox takes a ride with a fart machine. He tells the driver sorry he has a chronic gas problem, but he keeps hitting the button over and over and over again.
I don't think we need a machine for that.
See, those are funny, but I can't do will an Uber because I don't want to use my account. If someone else wants to offer theirs up, these are hilarious.
I might for that Monkeybox one. Just to see.
Hey, if we split it up, it won't be that bad. We all can't get terrible ratings.
I mean, can't afford it, but if we want, I will put that back on the table if we go 1-1-1, you know, maybe it's a thing.
I'll donate my account for one trip.
Okay, for the fart machine?
Love it.
And you'll donate yours for Monkeybox?
I will do Monkeybox.
We're back on!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yes!
Lunchbox is like, ah, crap.
It's okay.
All right, well, that one gets put back into play. Nice job. Number three.
Rejected segments.
This one from Lunchbox. Can we beat this order? We go bigger and we make the news, he says. Domino's customer shares wild pizza order that has more than 20 toppings, including 9 different types of meat. Oh. It costs over $275 for the pizza. Lunchbox wants us to spend more than $275 for one single pizza.
Absolutely. And then we make the news and it's like, oh, wow, the Bobby Bones Show. They set the record for the most expensive pizza. And boom, we're all over the news.
Why don't you do it? Because Ryan Cook himself made the news. This is a way that you can make the news.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go.
Not as a show. I know he does. Yeah. He wants us to pay for it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Of all the things that I have to pay for on the show myself,
that is not.
I feel like a teacher. I feel like I need to do a clear the list every season so I can actually do this show without spending my own money.
But also, we would get a nice, good, healthy pizza.
Can you imagine how heavy that would be?
Oh, gosh.
So we're not going to do that unless you want to do it.
I don't want to volunteer.
All right, next up.
Rejected segments.
Another one from Lunchbox. Why is Lunchbox worried about the future of society? Parentheses, swimsuits. So you saw an entire family?
I was at the swimming pool, and it was an entire family in matching swimsuits. Like the kids, the husband, the wife, they all had like pineapples or I don't even know what they were, palm trees. So the dad had palm trees on the shorts. The mom had a one piece, and it was all palm trees. And it was like, guys, you are losers if you're wearing matching swimsuits for the entire family.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
No, there was no family photos being taken. They were just swimming.
So that's why I didn't do this one, because I like it. I think a whole family wearing matching swimsuits is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, you're the only one who thinks it's lame.
Annie doesn't know the
difference. Eddie, you're telling me if your wife came home to you and said, hey, we're going to go to the public swimming pool and we are wearing matching swimsuits.
I think that'd be awesome, actually. It'd be pretty cool.
It's like when I see pajamas at Christmas and a whole family's wearing them.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty legit. I can't wait for that to happen.
That's funny because it's in the privacy of your own home and you're taking pictures. This is out in public.
But it's not privacy if it's in a picture.
Why does it bother you?
Because they look like nerds. And I'm like, I don't want to be friends with that family.
Yeah, rejected segment
then
right there.
I didn't talk to them.
Rejected segments.
And the number one rejected segment. And I admire the passion, and I admire the creativity. And if there's one thing Mike D is good at, it's just shoveling ideas at me, one after the other. Mike D wanted to play What Happened to This Country Artist, where we each submit a country artist who hasn't had a hit in a while, and then we try to determine what happened to them, meaning, where do they go wrong? Why is their music getting played? We offer them our advice on getting back on the radio and being a success again.
Man, I got one.
Oh, you did?
Oh, for sure.
I know you're thinking of. I'll write it down.
Can you imagine?
I've been thinking about this person for a while.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What if they just want to be done?
Maybe, but still doesn't miss, you don't miss the question of where are they?
Is that the one?
No.
Oh, let me write a different one.
Lunchbox has a different one.
Oh gosh.
So yours is where are they?
Yeah, like I want to know.
That's different. Like where are they now is a bit different than we tell this country artist how to suck less.
What about like why did you go missing? Like, where did you go and why?
Yeah, what was the reason?
Where did it go wrong? Who?
And if I don't like it, I'll beep it.
Yeah.
Go.
Is that it?
Hunter Hayes.
Oh.
That's interesting. He's kind of back now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's trying again. Yeah, he took some time off. He's tried a couple projects that were, I would say, not risky, but so different that the odds of them being universally loved and accepted, not great, but if they were, they'd have been massive. It's kind of one of those things, right? Home run swing. But he's kind of back again-ish.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'll accept it.
Wait, you didn't believe that?
No.
Oh, great.
Everybody heard it. Yeah. Everybody heard it.
That was Rejected Segments.
Bonus rejection!
Yeah!
Bonus!
This is a bonus rejection. This is from Lunchbox. He wanted to play a game called The Truth Behind Lunchbox's Hair.
Ooh, I want to do this one.
Okay.
What's
the truth?
Lunchbox has a new side business that he is thinking can make him a lot of money. And you want to be a what?
Elvis impersonator. Okay. Guys, all the hype with this Elvis movie coming out. Elvis is in the news. Everyone's in love with Elvis all of a sudden. So Elvis is going to be in high demand. Here's the problem. Elvis is dead. So you need a fake Elvis to step in. So, hey there. Hey, pretty mama. Thank you very much.
So the game that Lunchbox gave us is, I'll play you a clip. You tell me, is it Elvis or is it Lunchbox?
I like it. Okay. I like it. I can win 100% of this game.
Here. Okay, if you miss one of them.
Come on. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, look at me. I mean, that's why the hair, the chops. I mean, look, I show up to your office or birthday party as Elvis.
You get like a white leather suit?
Yes.
That's so stupid.
If you miss one of them.
Uh-huh.
Lunchbox gets to write on your forehead for a whole day. Lunchbox is king.
Like, write whatever? Okay.
Lunchbox is king on your forehead. You have to wear it for 24 hours.
And you got
to
take the hat off so people can read it.
Hey, let's play the game.
Oh, the hat's an interesting thing.
Yeah, because the hat, he just pulls it.
Okay, you'll leave the hat up.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fair. All right, you have five clips, Eddie. You got to go five for five. All right, number one, go ahead.
You and your blue suede shoes.
Ooh, that's a tough one, Bones.
Hey, let me play it again. You get it twice, Eddie.
Okay,
go ahead.
You and your blue suede shoes.
Is that Elvis or Lunchbox?
Man, that sounds a lot like Elvis, but I'm going to go with Lunchbox.
Okay, go with Lunchbox. That's correct.
Okay, good.
All right, here's number two. I'm all shook up.
Can I hear it one more time,
Buzz? Sure, you can.
I'm
all
shook up. I'm going to go Elvis.
Okay, that's correct. Good.
All right.
All right, they get a little tougher now.
Okay.
Play clip number three.
Hey, pretty mama.
Isn't that clip number one?
It is not clip number one. That's clip number three. It's different. Go ahead, play it again.
Hey, pretty mama.
I'm going to go with Lunchbox on that one.
Okay, that's very good.
Okay.
Here is the next one.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's tough, Bones, but I'm going to go Lunchbox on that one. Such a stupid game.
Oh, you got to get this one, though.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Is it Elvis or is it Lunchbox?
Whoa. Yeah. Hey, this could be Lunchbox, like, out on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. You want to hear it again?
Can I hear it one more time?
Go ahead.
I don't know, man. 50-50 on this one. Yeah. Let's just go Elvis.
It is Elvis.
Yeah!
Wow!
That was a close one.
That was I was nervous for you.
I mean, how great of a business,
what
though.
What a dumb bit.
Okay, yes.
What?
That's a dumb bit.
That was terrible.
Funny because we did it as a dumb bit, but had we come on and we're serious about it, that'd have been weird. A dumb bit.
Can I hear Lunchbox do it again one more time?
Yeah, Ray, would you play one of those clips?
You and your blue suede shoes.
Your blue suede shoes.
That was Rejected Segments.
We'll see you next month, everybody.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, That's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar's nest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. What's the best life advice you've learned in 2022? I want to go to Morgan first. Morgan, 2022 edition of Best Life Advice.
I would say to not let the time pass you. Like, stop focusing on so much about what's ahead or what's in the past. Just focus on each day in the present. I found that time passes very, very quickly the older you get. And if you just focus on each day, you'll be able to live it up a little bit more.
And this year, that's hit you because why?
I keep getting older. I'm about to turn 29. I mean, 30 is right around the corner. So I'm starting to realize how older everyone around me is getting. And I'm like, wow, time really does fly when you get older. Mm-hmm.
And do you feel like you're going to die? I feel like you're going to die. This is some we play this back in a few months and we're like, man, she called it. You feel good though, right?
Yeah,
like everything's good, nothing?
Yes, feel really good. It's just like I've just realized as I get older, like, you just see people getting older around you, and that's crazy like to us. Experience. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, all you guys start to look a little older.
Yeah, wow. For sure.
I'm feeling pretty good.
You're going backwards.
Yeah, I don't say. Raymundo, yours is about credit scores?
Yeah, you can get it up 100 points in 3 months. I had 4,000 on a Discover card. I paid it off.
And dollars? Dollars? $4,000?
$4,000, yeah.
Okay.
And I had the account stay open, so I paid it off, left the balance at zero, did not close the account, and I think that was the key. It jumped from 620 to 720 in 3 months.
Wow.
You have a 720 credit score?
Yeah!
I'm shocked.
I know.
Did you think it was going to be lower?
Do you really think it has a 720?
No. I mean, you can pull it up. There's websites that show it right now.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
You know what? I'm shocked.
So you're telling me Raymundo has a better credit score than me?
I don't know. I am surprised in a good way that Ray's is so high.
But I also think he doesn't have anything to get credit. I mean, he has one credit card. What else does he have?
Why do you slam people? Why do you?
Like, seriously.
That's like a shot.
How can he get a 720 credit score because he doesn't have anything?
That's a good point.
Like, really?
Wait, go ahead.
Like, you have to have stuff to get credit.
Well, you can have just credit cards.
Yeah.
Okay. He said he had one Discover card.
I'm sure him and his wife have
car
things.
Payment.
No, he has that Trailblazer ran a car payment, or else he's getting ripped off. He doesn't have a house.
His apartment payment.
That doesn't count as credit. Like I
kind of got a point there.
Guys, am I losing my mind here? Like, show me something.
Ray, is there anything that you want to say to him?
No, dude. I guess the bang just likes me.
And yours is lower than his?
Yeah.
Why?
Would you like to share with us?
I don't know, but I know it ain't no 720.
But you don't know what yours is.
No, I mean, I haven't run my credit in a long time.
So you have no idea. It could be 800.
No. When I last saw it, it was in the 5. But so I'm saying, I'm like, but I have stuff.
When you last saw it.
You've matured a lot.
But you have stuff, yes. Yes.
And that's what I mean. Like, he literally has nothing, so I don't know how you...
Okay, you can stop saying he literally has nothing. Okay, yes.
He has it. All right.
Raymundo, thank you.
Yes,
so
yes,
yours
yes.
was it takes about 3 months to pull your credit score up.
Correct.
Okay, Amy?
Well, mine, it's nothing crazy, but for me, it's something that really resonated this year, and it's that two things can be true at the same time, and you can use this, like, you know, yeah, if you are going off to college and you feel really, really scared, but you're also really happy and excited about it, those things can be true. Like, I had to make a really hard decision the other day, and I felt super terrified, but then when I did it, even though I was scared, I felt brave, and those two things can be true at the same time. Like, you can be extremely sad about something, but also feel relief and happiness. So those can live together. Don't try to put yourself in a box only feeling one thing.
For example, sometimes I'm hungry and full at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah, meaning that's I've deep. Had a whole meal. I'm like, oh. But I'm like, need something sweet. And I'm hungry for something sweet.
Yeah. Hmm? Boom. That's it. Two things can be true at the same time.
Mine is the importance, and I didn't know this, of magnesium. And I've told you guys, it's changed my life. Magnesium, don't even know what it is. I know it's an element.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, so my wife's like, hey, you should put some magnesium in, you know, so we have a coffee maker, and I just do the hot water out of it, and I take a spoonful of magnesium, and I put it in, and I drink it before I go to bed, and it helps me sleep a little bit better, makes me more regular when I use the bathroom, and I always have crazy stomach issues for the last 10 years. Like, it has made my life easier, so now I have a little cup in the morning, too. Don't know what it's doing, don't know why it's doing it.
Do you taste it when you drink it?
Like, yes, I told you the old flavor I had, I think, was plumber's butt. We found something that's called Moon Juice Magnesium. It's in like a clear thing. We just order it from the mall, and they just have it. I don't know. I don't know what she does. But we have it, and it's changed because I have stomach issues and sleep issues, and for me, it's been real good.
Interesting.
So I would say magnesium, one spoonful of magnesium each time. So that's mine. I tell you, about this bit, I sent a note to Mike this morning. I said, hey, make sure the show knows I may come to them and do Best Life Advice 2022. So I don't want you guys to be shocked and not have anything. And I said, let me know if... who has one to go to. And he doesn't have Lunchbox's name up here. Did you not have one?
Oh, I didn't read the part about let me know what yours is.
Oh, you just didn't reply.
Yeah, I just didn't reply.
Is that common?
Yeah, I guess I missed that line. I always just think, oh, okay, I got it in my head. And so I'm sorry, Mike, that I didn't. Did you write that?
Yeah, I don't think that? I replied either.
What is it? Life advice?
Oh, yeah, you guys neither one on this.
Yeah, I had one, but I didn't reply.
I didn't reply.
Read the email.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Here's life advice for you, 2022. Read the email. Finish the email.
All the way through?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll read it all the way
through. All right, Lunchbox, if you have.
Hey, you want it?
Okay.
Don't let your haters stop you. I have never had haters in my life until this year. I mean, everybody.
You're lying. That's a lie.
No, that's not true.
That's a lie. You've had haters your whole life.
They've hated you forever.
You're right. Okay. But I've never really had anything that they hate on me so bad as my acting lessons. They say, oh my gosh, you're not an actor. Don't chase your dreams. You need to give that up. You're getting ripped off on Zoom classes.
Are we his haters?
Yeah.
It's us.
It's these people in this room. And what do you know? Boom. I landed me a big audition.
No, you didn't land you. Scuba landed it for you.
And then also, they say, oh, don't start a business. You'll never make any money. Guess what? Bought a storage locker, made money. I mean, don't let your haters
both
stop you.
Both things have to do with me and you together, and you're calling me a hater, but I've also created both these opportunities.
I did not say you. I said my haters. Are
everybody
you?
Everybody but me in this room.
Everybody in here?
But me.
Yep. Amy laughs when we play my acting clips. I mean, laughs, like belly laughs. Yeah, like, I haven't heard Amy laugh like that in years, and I play an acting clip.
I also believe in you, and I try to be supportive.
You're saying that as you laugh.
She is.
Don't let your haters
don't
get
let,
you
down. Amen. Everybody's a hater to Lunchbox with me.
Yep.
Everyone but you.
Also, y'all have an official business together, or you just bought a store?
Don't worry about what we have.
There may be more on the horizon.
Yeah. Don't maybe be taking over.
Bobby may not even know about it yet.
About
I may not
partners.
Even know.
I may have the
Lunchbox
plan.
May not even know. I may be cutting them out already. But
Whoa.
Exactly. All right. Eddie, what do you have?
Oh, mine's easy. Say less and walk away. So my kids have been driving me nuts this year. Like crazy, crazy. And my therapist said, man, I think you're focusing too much on them whenever like some drama is going down. So say less. Don't over talk the drama and just walk away.
An example.
Like, so say they're wrestling, right? And I say, guys, stop wrestling. And they're like, no, no. And be like, I'm not going to tell you anymore. Stop wrestling. And then you just walk away. And they're just like, whoa, dad usually just says stop wrestling. Then he gets in the middle of us, breaks us up and all that. But I didn't this time. I said, stop wrestling. I said what I said. And I'm out the door.
Does it help?
Oh, dude, it's been fantastic. And I don't know if they keep wrestling or not. Maybe that's the key. Because I walked out the door and I don't come back till like 50 minutes later.
So they may be still wrestling.
They could be. They could have broken the whole house, but they fixed it by the time I got back.
AKA, just give up on parenting.
Nope.
No, but there's some things in parenting that are worth ignoring.
I'm going to do that for you two.
Say less and walk away?
Yeah, you too. I'm going to say less and lower my head. Which, by the way, shout out BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.com and my therapist, Joe.
I'm just saying you can just say about it. This dude is legit. Yeah, so Eddie uses BetterHelp, who we advertise here on the show. And Joe is legit, I guess.
Do you, feel happier? Because you were like, dude, I hate my life.
Let me ask you this.
That's true. You were sad on the show.
Do I look happier?
No, you look the same.
Oh, really?
I would say the fact that you're not talking about how sad you are makes me feel you're happier.
Good. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, I'm happier.
Good. All right. Anyway, BetterHelp. And the code word is probably Bones.
Or Joe is legit.
I don't think that's the key word.
Just put
in the code word Bones, and there you go. Get a deal. We're big BetterHelp. Big BetterHelp people here. All right. Thank you. 2022 life advice from all of us here on the show. We hope that you use that and it serves you well. This is Heidi from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
I am calling for two reasons. Number one, I'm wondering how I can watch Snake in the Grass in Canada. We were able to catch that first one on NBC, and then it's just impossible to find. So I'm hoping maybe there's someone out there who has a tip or trick for us Canadians to see it. And secondly, I forget my second thing. I'll have to call back.
I do that a lot, too. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got three things to say. Number one, and then I say it. Then I'm like, crap. I'll come back. I don't know about Snake in the Grass in Canada. I know that eventually they will all be up on Peacock, but I don't know much else. I mean, they just put Breaking Bobby Bones on Disney Plus in Canada. So apparently the Canadians just need to demand me more.
USA Network's not in Canada?
I don't know. And then I thought that too. And then I thought,
USA? I don't know.
Is it like they have Maple Leaf?
Yeah.
Instead of USA?
That
I don't
makes
know.
Sense.
I don't know. I wish you guys could see it. I'll let you know when I know something. I'll put a little ask in there today. All right, let's do this. This is Doug from Kentucky.
Hey, morning studio. Always wanted to say that. I just wanted to call and give you guys a morning corny. What generation does Forrest Gump belong to? That would be Gen A. Y'all have a good day.
Gen A. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, what did you consider a sign of wealth when you were growing up?
Oh, swimming pool on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Not having to put your school clothes on a credit card, only because we had to do all of that. But mostly swimming pool on the ground.
Yeah, well, that made the list. Some millennials shared a list of things that they thought equaled money when they were little, and it was having real Kool-Aid and Pop-Tarts and cereal, like the name brand.
Going to the dentist.
Oh, yeah, another one.
Yeah, never went to the dentist, so anybody that went to the dentist and bragged about it, I was like, dang, that must be rich. Yeah.
Having a refrigerator that had the water and ice dispenser built in, and then speaking of fridges, having an extra one in the garage just for drinks and stuff.
Oh, there were people that had fridges in their garage. They'd put meat. And I'd be like, that's crazy. But it wasn't a normal fridge. It was one of those lay-down ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They go, like, go out to the fridge and get... And I was like, what? Go out where? And then you'd open it up. There's all kinds of meat in there. Oh, rich people.
Yeah. Having your own landline phone in your bedroom. And then if your house had a chandelier.
Nobody's house had a chandelier. Maybe made of beer cans, but nobody's house had a chandelier where I come from.
Business Insider put together a list of shows that are really good to watch if you're multitasking, because they're shows that, you know, even if you're only giving them 20% of your attention, they can still be entertaining.
Okay.
Shark Tank.
I agree. That's about the only show that I can put on that if I haven't seen, I can still just let a marathon go and be pretty entertained checking in and out.
The Office.
Yeah. Shark Tank, The Office, and Snake in the Grass. Right?
Oh, yeah. Snake in the Grass. Ted Lasso, The Real Housewives, Emily in Paris in 2020. So if you've got some multitasking to do, you want entertainment on the background, those shows. Garth Brooks says that this is his last tour. Now he's going to continue doing shows, but things are going to be less structured. He's just going to, you know, pick spots here and there, but it's not going to ever be clustered as a tour again because he wants his crew to enjoy their families without being on the road all the time.
Yeah, George Strait got us with this before.
Yeah.
The cowboy didn't fully ride away, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, a tour is just, here's the 20 shows I'm going to do. Garth may just pop up randomly, but he's kind of doing that now. You don't even know the stadiums he's going to do until he goes, we're playing this stadium in Huntsville in 3 weeks. Tickets go on sale now. So yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, as long as he keeps playing, I'm cool.
He also would like to make ticket scalping illegal. So the price of the ticket will just be the price of the ticket. So maybe by the time he does these pop-up shows, something will have happened.
Well, Garth has been good about keeping tickets relatively cheap as well, but there are so many artists that are involved in scalping their own tickets. Where tickets go up and they buy a bunch of their own.
That's crazy.
And then they put them back on resale and sell them higher themselves. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who does that?
And then you hear people go like, oh, I don't like scalpers. And I'm like, but you do it. But it's just not called that exactly. Okay, here's the list of everybody who does it.
Yeah, Number one.
All right, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last year, Mabel Cross was turning 100 years old and she wanted to go skydiving, but health issues prevented her from doing that. Well, fast forward a year, she's turning 101 years old and her family's like, what do you want to do for your birthday? She said, I want to be a pitcher. And so they reached out to her favorite baseball team, the Seattle Mariners, and said, hey, Mabel wants to throw out the first pitch. So they said, bring it on. So she started throwing the baseball with family and started doing some calisthenics to get ready. And she went out there and threw the first pitch.
I like it. I like that the team helped her out. This is like the second 100-year-old person that's been trying to throw pitches.
Yeah.
The minor league team, the woman in New York, because she was a Yankees fan, but the minor league team did it.
Yeah.
But now the Mariners, major league team stepped up. So first shout out Mariners. Yankees, you got to give it to this other woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a guy, but yeah.
Oh, was a guy?
Yeah, whatever, it was my story. But it was weeks ago. Like, yeah. what are we waiting on?
And also, it's like 130. Like, got a lot of weeks left.
We don't have much time.
Let's
and Mabel,
go.
They gave her a jersey with 101 on it.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool. Hey, Mariner, shout out to you guys. Mabel, happy birthday. That is a great story, and that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.